Well, hello again, and welcome to another edition, season three, off and running, and we're coming to you live from a different spot tonight. We're actually here in the annex next to City Hall, and this is a really big room. Like, it's a huge room, and I can hear echo, so if you hear the echo, it's because we are in this really big room. We've got one small table, but we're going to make it work. We're going to do what we do, because that's what we are. We're professionals here. I'm joined with an all-star cast, Jackson Reardon. It's been a while.
I know.
I think the last time we had you on might have been Paul Palooza. Is that fair?
That sounds right.
Yeah, we had the hot dog eating contest, mm-hmm. all that. We talked a little bit. We got the returner OG, Catherine Fasiglio.
Hello.
We're going to be talking about the Easter extravaganza.
Yeah.
Okay. We funny story. We talked about, make sure I got that right. It used to be called the egg drop. It's no longer that. It's an extravaganza, which sounds better than an egg drop. We're also going to be talking about the business fair that's coming up. And we'll also talk a little bit about... Okay, we're also watching a game right now. I won't tell you what the game's about, but so Catherine's cheering. I can't see it. They can watch. I can't watch. So it's all good. No. I gotta stay focused. I'll just watch the thing. So season three
Sweet
out.
16.
We've got. If you hadn't had the chance to hear it yet, our first guest was the chief of police in Hueytown. What a great episode! Had a lot of fun. He kind of let loose, talked cars, music. We talked about how difficult their job is these days. So when that comes out, give that a listen. That's something I think I'll go back and listen to. A lot of fun. We also got my man Gavin, the college man, is back. He's back in town. And we mentioned this last time. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to put the episodes out every week like we used to, simply because we've got people all over the place. But we're going to get them out as quick as we can. We'll have several. Of course, we'll be coming to all the live events coming here in 2025. So let's go ahead and get started. Catherine, first of all, how are you? And thank you. It's been a while since you've been on.
Yeah, I'm good. You know, just busy.
Answer the call. We kind of threw this out here. What chamber could make it? And you were like, I've got you.
Well, you know, as the first VP.
As the first VP.
I got to support my president when she can't be here.
Exactly. So absolutely. By the way, is Lisa Kriegel, who I haven't, you know, if you know this, if you listen to this podcast, I would love to have Lisa here just because I would go into making fun of Lisa mode. But we're not going to do that.
No.
Yeah.
We're not.
We're not going to do that. Not tonight. I have to have her here before I can do that. Mm-hmm. She's my TV buddy. But first VP, not the second or third.
I'm here. I'm the first VP.
First VP.
Fulfilling my duties.
And so we're back. You've been really busy right now. The Junior Ambassador Program, once again, taking that on too as Wells Vice President. Jackson being being a Junior Ambassador. You know, people don't understand how much these young people really help at our events.
Yeah, they're really great help. They help with setup, actually working the events. You know, the girls like to face paint. The guys are really helpful if we have, like, heavy stuff that needs to be moved, tables, chairs. And then, you know, like cleaning up, they're really great for that.
And there's a couple that like to be on the mic with me, and I like that. It gives me a little break. It's my,
gives them some experience.
Exactly. So if they want to do this one day for a living, we're all about it. We try to help them. We want to get these junior ambassadors set up for life.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the first event we've got. It's going to be on April 8th. It is the business fair. And we had this. Is this the second annual? Am I getting that, or is it the first annual?
You know, I think it's the first.
Okay.
But
okay.
I could be wrong.
We do so many events, Jackson. Mm-hmm. Like, every time I turn around, there's an event. Like, I'll have somebody go, hey, you want to go hang out this weekend? I go, no, you know, I can't. I've got to host the Easter extravaganza. I've got to go do this. I got to go do that. And they go, man, how many events does Hueytown have? I said, well, I can't tell you. Every time I turn around, we're having one.
It was like my girlfriend will get mad at me. She's like, you got another event? I'm like,
it's always an event. It's always an event.
Like, I got another podcast, too.
Our chamber does more. Yeah. I think that anybody, when it comes to supporting the community and getting people out. So when people tell you, there's nothing going on in Hueytown, that's not correct.
Yeah.
That's not correct.
They're just not looking in the right spot.
Yeah, get your head out of the sand.
Yeah,
there's all kinds of something going on.
Hueytown's happening.
Oh, so. All the time.
Let me tell you a little bit about this job fair. So it's going to be Tuesday, April the 8th from 10 to 2 at the new Hueytown Family Rec Center, the old Pleasant Ridge Baptist Church. You know, we encourage people who are coming to this, you know, bring your resume, go ahead and get that, you know, fixed up.
Sure.
Dress for success. Like, if you're out here trying to get a job, you know, first impression. So we've got some businesses that are already participating, and we've got, let's see, Alabama Power, Pillar Chiropractic, the Personnel Board, McDonald's.
Okay, I want to thank the Black family, by the way.
Yes, yes.
Always, always, always. Every event, always at every event, helping us out.
And they're actually doing on-site interviews that day. McDonald's.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, and they're also a sponsor of the Hueytown High School Band.
They sponsor everything. They're so involved in the community, and they're letting all their money and resources and what they do, the success, they're bringing it back to the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. That, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Okay, so we got AmFirst, and then Self-Skilled Nursing. They're also going to be doing on-site interviews. Hueytown Police, Ox Home Services, another one that'll be doing on-site interviews. Union State Bank, on-site interviews as well. Mary Kay, Avadian Credit Union, and then Hueytown Fire Rescue. So we got a good list going here.
Great opportunities too.
Yeah.
And so I want to give some shine to our former executive producer, Coach Coyne, who was here. He brought me into Hueytown. I did this a couple years in a row where his class did they did resumes and they did interviews. And they were teaching those soft skills. So I got the chance to interview some of the high school kids there. And that's, you know, I interview people at work all the time. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can do this enough. I don't think you can, you know, that's such a skill that people just don't understand. Because no matter how good, Jack, you can be the best in the world. You can have all the skills in the world. But if you can't sell yourself in that first interview, you're probably never going to get the chance to show what you can do. And that's why it's so important. I think Coach Coyne, Hueytown High School, do a great job with that.
Well, it's funny, you know, it's, you know, I've actually never had a formal interview.
Really? You never have?
No, at Splash, it was just, you know, you get trained,
yeah,
and then you get hired. And then when I worked at Food Giant for a couple months, you know, they actually needed a cashier. So it was just like, I walked in, talked to Barry.
Yeah.
What, shout out to Barry, too. He gives back to the community all the time.
He does. He always scholarship, always throws money out. Former chamber member, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just walked in. You know, no interviews. Like, yeah, you can start this day. I'm like, perfect.
So, so do you feel right now that if you had to do an interview, how would you do?
I mean, I'm pretty confident, and I'd be nervous, of course, but I feel confident in myself that I would, you know, be able to do well.
Okay. So you feel confident that if you, given the opportunity,
yeah,
you can make it work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think so, too. I do think, though, it does help, and there's a way to do it. I know at where I work, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Alabama, you know, for a full-time staff, you got to go at least three or four interview process.
Yeah.
You know, it's several to get to the point where we'll hire you. For part-time, it's you go you talk to a committee, usually the director of that club and then a couple of different people. But we're looking for people that, you know, we like the resume, but we want you to be able to sell yourself why we should hire you. So, again, this business affair seems like it's a great opportunity to, A, put your name out there. And maybe you don't get the job the first time, but maybe whoever they hire doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And so you're right. You know, you go back. I know you've probably done this before, Catherine. You've probably seen this. I've done this before where I go, hey, you know, it didn't work yet, but that kid Jackson, remember him? Mm-hmm. Let's get him back in.
Yeah.
So that can happen. So, again, these kind of soft skills, these kind of things, get your resume ready. Come out. It's going to be a fantastic event, April 8th. What time does it start again?
10 o'clock, 10 to 2. And also, if you're a business listening to this, if you want to participate, you can email director@hueytownchamber.com, and Debbie will get you set up for that.
Yeah, we want to get as many people there for that as well, because that's a great opportunity, I think, to get our young people. And this is the time of year where people are looking for jobs, looking for summer jobs. So, hey, if you're listening, or if you're listening, you got kids that, you know, they're trying to get jobs, get them out to this thing. Let's make sure they're there.
And the deadline to register if you are a business hiring is April 2nd.
Okay. Well, so before this thing probably airs, you probably would not be. It's okay, though, if we get it out earlier, but we'll have it on beforehand. But again, you know, for future reference, we say this all the time about this Chamber Chat podcast. We do shows from events. And we know they're not live in the sense that you're listening live, but we record them hoping that you can see what we do, how much fun we have. So for future reference, try to find out about these days. And I would advise everybody, getting involved in your community. I mean, it's so important. Can't stress how important it is. Be involved in your community. Get to know the young people in your community. And if you want to volunteer, we love to have volunteers up in the chamber. That's less chairs I have to lift. So I'm all about it. All right, so there you go. That's about that. Let's talk about the Easter extravaganza. Now, this used to be called the Easter egg drop.
Yeah.
And we've had this for a few years. We thought, you know what was so funny? Like, I remember I remember talking about it in the meeting up to it. And then I remember talking about this at the live event. Gavin, you might remember. I don't know. But we thought we had this thing down pat. We had made some changes from the previous year. Mm-hmm. And we thought the egg drop was going to be, we've got it down. We've got it right. We know what we're doing. We got a big fence up. We've got this. This is going to be taken care of. And I remember I had the mic, so I was a cordless, so I was out in front saying, okay, on your mark, get set. We explained all the rules. Hey, you, no parents, only kids, only this age. Catherine, were we really wrong about what we thought was going to happen with this?
Who knew parents loved to hunt Easter eggs so much?
I mean, when you
it's for the children,
I would say it was structured chaos at its finest. I mean, because it was, and I think the only structured part was we didn't just let them go at the beginning. Yeah. I remember, so we did it in age groups, and the youngest ones we did over there by the little playground. The favorite, yeah. So I stood on top of the monkey bars, like on the top of it, and said, same thing. So it's me and Debbie, and I don't, Kathy, you might have been up there. I don't know who was up there. And I go, okay, same thing. Remember, parents left the kids. And not only was it, and it was like for six or sevens or something like that. Mm-hmm. Looks like you got 13-year-old kids. It just, once again, chaos. So this year, we're doing something a little different. What are we doing different?
So we're going to be doing the Easter extravaganza. It's going to be Saturday, April 19th at the City Park from 11 to 1. And let's see, the Easter Bunny will be there. We'll have crafts, some face painting, food trucks, always, inflatables for the kids to jump in.
Okay.
And so then we'll have like booths from, you know, churches or local businesses handing out candy and eggs to all of the kids. So, a little bit more organized than the chaos.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's candy. It's one of those holidays. You talk about, to me, it's the, for my family, it's the second best eating holiday of the year. It's the second best eating holiday.
I don't know. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Well, Thanksgiving for me is number one. Christmas, when Christmas rolls around, it's we do like a lot of different, because everybody's kind of tired of the dressing and stuff.
Yeah.
So we've had 6 months or so to get back in the groove of this. So it's to me, it's because there's going to be some, in my grandmother's house or my mom's house, there's going to be lots of great desserts for this. So I'm a big Easter. Of course, you get to go to church that day. It's just such a great holiday. So bring the family out to this. This is going to be a lot of fun. With that being said, give me one thing that has to be in your Easter basket. What is one thing? What's one piece of candy that has
the
to
Reese,
be?
The Reese Cup egg.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Duh.
Jackson?
I agree. But also, you know, you get the Cadbury eggs too.
Okay. So there's a lot of chocolate candy eggs here.
Cadbury eggs. Oh. I went full of sugar.
Okay.
You gotta love it.
Gavin, you want some kind of grape something in there, right?
Grape salad.
Grape salad. Like great
a,
little
a grape
mini.
Salad and broccoli salad on the side. I want it.
What's the piece of candy you got to have in there?
I always like getting the Easter egg gum.
Oh yeah, double
it's,
bubble.
It's weird, but it's like nostalgic.
Must be too young.
Yeah,
that.
That's terrible. I can't believe you said
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Easter egg gum.
Is it like the double bubble?
Does it taste like
no
an egg? Is like an egg flavored gum with protein? It's just egg whites.
It's just
ew.
It's nasty. Is it the double bubble?
Yeah, it's just fun because it's egg shaped.
Oh yeah, double bubble is terrible.
What? You know,
and
listen,
I'll be honest, I agree with the Easter egg. That would be my favorite. I can't think of any other candy.
It's Reese. It's Reese to me. That's the Reese.
Yeah.
And of all the Reese cup things, like they do the football, they do the Christmas trees. Mm-hmm.
It's pumpkin.
The egg is the best one.
Yes.
I don't know why it is.
Perfectly proportioned.
I don't know. I like the pumpkin. Pumpkin.
I don't dislike the pumpkin.
I like the pumpkin.
But
I mean, I'll eat them. But the egg is like
take
perfectly.
Like put them in the freezer for about 20 to 30 minutes before you eat it. And that's it. All right. What's the piece of candy that you get in there that you're like, I can't believe this is my Easter egg basket? What's that one piece of candy that just destroys you mentally, physically, bothers you?
Oh, I know.
I don't know.
I've never gotten it, but if I ever get black licorice in an Easter egg basket, I'm throwing it away.
Licorice is terrible regardless, but black licorice.
Twizzlers isn't that bad.
Yeah, I like a Twizzlers occasionally.
That's the weird thing about me. I like Twizzlers, but black licorice. No.
Okay, black licorice. Well, I'm with you on that. I mean, I don't love licorice, but you're right.
Yeah,
I don't love it. I don't like a jelly bean either.
I don't
either,
even like it.
But like a black jelly bean.
I'm not a huge jelly bean person.
But a black jelly bean is off the chart bad.
No. I mean, like if it's like the Starburst jelly beans,
I can get behind that, but regular
jelly, that'd be mine.
All right, so Gavin, what about you?
Probably the bubblegum Easter eggs. I'm just kidding. God, no, I lost my thought. Oh,
that's what you get for joking right there. Be focused. Yes, be serious.
Be focused. I was going to say jelly beans,
Yeah.
Or just the big chocolate rabbits.
Those are good. I forgot about that. I love those.
Those are hard to eat, too.
Yeah. It's just like, a lot of chocolate.
You got to eat it like a carnivore.
Yeah. It's like a big. If you eat that, you're going to die. Your sugar's going to go.
Like my brother will eat one in like one night for dessert. Yeah. He'll like break off the head and like eat it like a cannibal.
Interesting. So I don't know what they're called, right? But there's these foam like Easter books. Yes.
Oh, those are so good.
Man, it's like eating it's like eating really gross air.
Nope.
Okay. What?
I can't stand it.
Y'all are haters. I love peeps.
Nope.
I would rather anything in the world besides a peep. Don't bring a peep near me. I don't want to see a peep. I don't want to see a peep in the store. You know, if I walk in the store, I want the peeps covered up.
You know they made a peep flavored Pepsi? I'm not lying. I had it. It was not good.
Oh my gosh.
It tasted like if you dissolved peeps in Pepsi.
Peeps would have been my favorite one.
Somebody drinks that?
Well, it was only like a limited time thing for like a month.
And I'm surprised it didn't last a week.
It did not do well. Even though I bought one and I tried it.
That is disgusting.
Speaking of weird soda flavors, you know, Mountain Dew came out with a Flamin' Hot Lime.
Really?
It was like you know, like the Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, Mountain Dew came out with a flavor with that. It was terrible.
Why don't drinks just stay the same? Just keep it.
Because they have to stay relevant.
A Dr. Pepper.
True. They do have to stay relevant.
Yeah, but if you put it on, it sucks. That's not relevant. It's just a bad idea.
Right.
Everybody forgets about it and you come up with a new one.
I think it bumps up because I feel like they make it and then they might know it's bad, but everybody's going to get it to try it.
Remember the crystal clear Pepsi?
Not me.
It tastes like dish detergent.
No, it doesn't.
I never
branch out and try those.
It tastes like a big glass of Dove. Like you wouldn't even know. It's horrible.
I just stick with my good old diet, Dr. Pepper.
You can't go wrong with Dr. Pepper.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Pepper and any kind of chocolate snack is great for me. Yeah. Anything like that.
Anybody try like the vanilla creamsicle one?
But a DDP, not a regular Dr. Pepper.
Oh. Okay, diet. You don't go regular Dr. Pepper anymore?
Like every very rare.
So since you drink diet so much, risky. Does it change the way the Dr. Pepper tastes?
No.
You don't?
I mean, I like a regular Dr. Pepper every once in a while, but.
I think they taste
DDP's
the same.
DDP's jam.
I'm with you. I don't drink a lot of soda. I usually drink a lot of water or, you know.
Gatorade,
something in water. But here's the thing.
Not just regular Gatorade because it's got a ton of sugar in it.
Gatorade Zero is fine.
Yeah. Gatorade Fit.
There you go. I will say this, though. Like, if you go out to a restaurant somewhere.
Is it in you?
Is it in you? You go out to a restaurant somewhere and you get like, and you hadn't had it in a while, you get like a good ice cold Coke, but just a regular Coke. And, I mean, it's hard to beat that. I do that. Like, if I go to Cracker Barrel, I think that's what I drink. I don't know why.
Well, you got
to
get sweet tea at Cracker Barrel.
I like sweet tea. I can do sweet tea. Yeah. Tea by itself. Somebody said, you need to try unsweet tea. I was like, yeah, I just want to drink brown water. What's the point of that?
I'm sorry. Unsweet tea. I had unsweet tea before.
It's brown water.
I have to get, you know, like the extra sweet Milo sweet tea.
Yeah. That's not sweet enough.
Extra sweet.
The extra sweet is not sweet enough for me.
You put more
sweet tea has so much sugar.
You need
in it.
You need like a good like.
Oh my
I need to
God.
Like if I get if I was to make like my own homemade sweet tea.
You'd be making it like Kool-Aid.
I have to get more sugar that's in extra sweet.
Okay.
Milo's tea.
So if Jackson comes to your house, just have the sugar on the table.
Yeah, just
for whatever beverage it is.
Whatever mason jar you got it in.
See, like, I'd rather eat my calories than drink them.
So,
you're drinking 200% of your daily intake.
So once again, April 18th?
19th. The day before Easter.
April 19th. It's going to be on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great family event.
Yeah. 11 to 1.
11 to 1.
City Park.
Bring the kids out to City Park. We'll be there live. Kath and myself will be working it. And Gavin and I'll be there recording. You never know who's going to join us at those events. It's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I thought the first Mount Rushmore of Season 3, we would do it because this is the time of year. You're getting kind of close to summer. You're getting close to taking vacation. So, I thought here is our first Mount Rushmore. Everybody kind of dug it when I mentioned it. Sometimes people do. Sometimes people don't. I don't care. I still do it. But, you know, I like it when everybody likes it, right? I'm like, okay, this is good. So here's what we're going to do. It is vacation, all right? So it's vacations either you've taken or somewhere you want to go. So let's let Jackson get started. So, Jackson, you're up. You're on deck.
I'm going to have to go with the classic. I'm going to have to go with the beach.
All right, any particular beach? Is there one beach you want to go to?
Well, I've been to Panama City. I've been to Orange Beach.
Okay, you've been to the lower part of Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. But, you know, I was just going like, are we going like in general or like specifics?
Well, I think it should be specific. So if you want to go, if you want to go to Zimbabwe, you need to give us the reason why and say it, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say based off experience, I'm just going to say Panama City Beach because I've been there more.
Okay. So Panama City Beach.
Got to go with the classic.
You know, but no, it's classic. I don't know if this place is still open. Kathy, did you ever go back to the Miracle Strip when you were in Panama City Beach when you were a kid?
Okay. Well, Panama City was not our beach.
Oh, okay. So you never got the chance to go to the Miracle Strip.
We were, well, I think I went once with a friend. We're a Gulf Shores family.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've been to Gulf Shores. I just came back from Perdido Key. I was there this weekend, past weekend. So I love the beach. Miracle Strip had one of the best roller coasters of all time. It was old school wooden roller coaster. Went in the Dragon's Mouth. It was fantastic. When I was a kid, I loved it. The Abominable Snowman, great ride. So I might do like a Miracle Strip episode one day just by myself. Catherine, go ahead.
Okay, this is favorite place we've been?
Or place you want to go that you haven't been?
You know, like the Grand Canyon might be fun.
Okay, so you want to go? Can I tell you about it? Because I've been there.
Sure.
It's just really a big hole.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's kind of nice for the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you start to realize, it's just a big hole. I can take pictures, but there's not. Now you can ride the little donkey down. I didn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like donkeys enough to ride them. I mean, just stay away from them. Kind of scare me. But, listen, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. But I've been once. I wouldn't go back.
Well, I mean, for the experience.
Oh, eighth wonder of the world. You need to see it, for sure.
Say you go. Say
if
you
I,
go.
If I was to go, after you saying that, I would like to go like boat through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
I mean, no. Well, I don't think there's any. If there's water, it's very little. It's really crazy. It's a beautiful thing. There's not a whole lot to do.
Yeah.
But when you walk out there and see it, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like it's. And I went years ago. I mean, the fact we didn't have this before our phones had cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a long time ago. But it was. It's a beautiful place. And Arizona is a cool state to visit, for sure.
Yeah.
Gavin, you're probably going to say Hoover, but go ahead. Whatever.
Well, I was.
I took it away from you, didn't I? That's not fair. Yeah, I can't, fair. You know, I tell your secrets.
No, I want to go to Los Angeles and do the Paramount Studios tour.
Okay. So I've been there. Now, that's a lot of fun. I've been to Paramount, and I've been to Universal Studios, and I had a buddy of mine. I'm going to throw his name out here. I'm going to name drop. His name is Michael Saprizio, midfield boy. His favorite movie is Backdraft. His favorite movie is Backdraft.
Never heard of it.
Okay. It's, well.
Me either.
There's probably a reason for it. The movie's terrible. Oh. But it's a fireman movie. Okay, came out probably in the 90s, but they have a Backdraft ride there. The first thing we had to do when we got there, we couldn't do anything else. We couldn't go anywhere. The first thing in the Universal Studio, we had to do this Backdraft ride. And it's a weird ride because all this fire and it's all the stuff around you. And then you're on this balcony, it drops you. And I didn't like it. It was too hot. And I don't like the movie. So, other guy, if you're listening, his nickname's the other guy. I'm never going back again. But you should go. That's a great time. And Los Angeles is a very laid-back, cool town, right? Speaking of, one of my favorite places I've ever been was Los Angeles. I went to Disneyland, and then I went to Universal Studios, took the Universal Studio tour. It was a lot of fun. And like I said, the only problem is in L.A., it takes you forever to get to anywhere in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
So, and traffic is horrible.
Is it like Atlanta?
It's, you know what? I think Atlanta traffic is worse, but much bigger. Okay. I mean, went to Staples Center. Big Laker fan. Went to Staples Center.
Go
so
Lakers.
It was great. Good. Yeah. Go Lakers. Good trip. A lot of fun. All right, Jackson.
Oh, again? Part two? That was your pick?
That was Los Angeles, my pick.
Okay.
I'm going to piggyback off Gavin all the time.
Yeah.
Especially with the grape salad.
He wanted to go Hoover.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go with another one. I've never been, but a lot of people go to Pigeon Forge.
Have you ever been to Pigeon Forge?
I've never been.
Okay. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We just went a couple of weeks ago.
I saw, there's a buddy of mine. I don't know if y'all know Noah Hudson.
Yeah.
He posted pictures about it on Instagram. It looks interesting.
I've never been to Dollywood.
I've never been either.
I don't think I've been either.
They make a lot of quilts there, from what I understand.
Oh.
And I love quilts. So I need to give that a shot.
There's another fact about Jamie.
He loves quilts.
A lot of rides. I love a good quilt. So if you're listening right now, you make quilts. Just give me one.
Loves to go to L.A.
Yeah, I love L.A. I love being in L.A. with a quilt, if possible.
It gets cold sometimes.
It does. It gets like above 71 every now and then.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so my goal is to see all 50 states.
Nice, that's a great goal.
Before I die.
What's the one state that you really don't want to see, but you're going to do it because you want to see 51 states?
I don't know. But I would love to go to Washington, D.C. Never been there before.
Okay, been there.
So is that a state or no?
Well, District of Columbia.
We are not starting this debate.
Are you counting that as 51st?
Jackson is being a stickler there. I mean,
no, I was just
okay. Gavin, next.
Call it out. No, Washington. You know, if you like history,
yeah,
like you're a fan.
See, I'm not a huge history person, but
you don't need to go to Washington, D.C.
Well, I mean, yeah, but people talk about how good it is.
It is fun, I think.
It's got okay. So it's like any. It's like it's any big city, right? There's great parts of it. There's some bad parts of it. So you got to be kind of, you know, get your. But like going to see the Lincoln Memorial and all that stuff and walking around, it's just a great. It's got so much history there. It's great. Yeah. It's our nation's capital.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also an amusement park out there as well. I forgot what it's called. It's like Lions Gate or something.
Oh. Okay. I didn't get a chance to do that. I was there for work.
Yeah. But there is an amusement park out there. Oh,
cool. But, yeah. So I think there might be a Busch Gardens near there too.
I know there's one in Tampa. Is there one there too?
Yes, somewhere.
Cool.
Somewhere in that area.
Go ahead and go, my friend.
I've never been there, and I've heard everything, good and bad, but just seeing New York City be interesting.
Okay.
That'll be actually, FCCLA at Hueytown actually just went to New York City.
New York City's a lot of fun. If you don't be upset if people are rude. Because that's just the way people are. Yeah, they're just like, no, actually, you'll like it, Gavin. Like, you say good morning, they're just going to, like, look down at you, you know?
Well, there's no, like, Southern hospitality out there. Well, because, of course, they're not.
I've been a couple of times.
I want to go meet all of our listeners.
Okay. Yeah. We have a lot of people in New York listening.
I know my next pick.
I go on there and go, wear a Chamber Chat t-shirt. Oh, my God, you're on Chamber Chat? Yes, I am. I'm Gavin. My mom makes the grape salad that Jamie makes fun of.
And a sock.
The last time I was in New York, it's crazy. I was there the week before 9/11.
Oh, wow.
I flew home the Saturday before the Tuesday of 9/11.
Wow.
And this is crazy. I told people this. So I was there with three friends of mine. This is a long time ago. Young guy. We went out every night, hung out, you know, did what adults do. And we would sleep in and not get up to around 10 and then go hang out, right? That day, go sightseeing. Yep. And I said, if I would have been there on that Tuesday, we would have slept through 9/11. I would have woke up and looked outside and the world's going crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on here? And can I still go to the park?
Yeah. My grandparents were up there, and I don't know exactly how it was, but basically the airlines were so closed.
Yeah.
So they had to drive all the way back, jammed in people's back seats and stuff.
Oh, man.
How was a genuine question?
Yeah.
I wasn't alive back then, and I've only been in an airport twice.
Sure.
How was, the airport security back then?
Before. All right, so funny story. Same trip. I'm walking in, I've got a bag, and I'm trying to get it through because they're not checking you like they do now. They're not any of that. And it was a terrible thing, and it was terrible what happened to our country.
Yeah.
And it's always hard to go back and watch that. Every year I kind of watch because I was close to it, right? But this just tells you. So I had a bag, and I couldn't just get it through the thing. And my friend Scott.
Through the security
video
thing?
Like the little thing, yeah. And my friend goes, what do you got in there? I said, well, you got a freaking bomb. And listen.
Jamie.
I'm serious. The guy comes up and he points at the sign and goes, and he looks at the sign and goes, anybody pretending or saying anything pertaining to a bomb could be held for. And I go, hey, look, I'm kidding. But he didn't really say anything. Just pointed at the sign. It didn't really, nothing got special checked, right? I mean, so this is just boom. And again, obviously I was kidding.
Yeah.
And made a joke, you know me, I'm going to make a joke sometimes, even the worst moments.
Yep.
And when I put it in, but that's the difference. And now when you get, if you even said that, I mean, you'd be drugged. No telling where you'd go. And you should be.
Yeah,
it was stupid on my part. But, you know, I was 22, 23 years old and didn't really care. I was just goofing off. But New York's a great time. Catherine will probably talk more about that when she gets. I'm sure she'll talk about that. Not because I want to go to the city. It's not that I want to see it, because I don't think it's that great of a city from what I hear. But it's Cleveland. I would love to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Had some friends of mine that just went. That would be something on a bucket list for me.
Yeah.
I'd spend a couple of days there. Because you can always find something cool to do in a city, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let it be a part of that. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Jackson, number three for you.
Number three. I don't know. I would say, the mountains, either the Rockies or, northern Appalachians, in Virginia or West Virginia. Maybe even, Wyoming, go to Yellowstone.
Jackson Hole, visiting Jackson Hole.
Sure.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
Some nature reserve, national park somewhere.
Do you like the wilderness and woods and stuff like that?
I like looking at it.
Okay. Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you. I like looking at it.
I like to hike it.
I don't want to spend a lot of time there. I want to leave it, right? So if I go, I want to leave the woods. I don't want to stay there.
Like, I like camp. I like camping, but the process to get there, that's the part where I'm just like,
yeah, 'cause I had a couple of friends of mine that camped out at Yellowstone, and they were kind of briefed before they went. They said, listen, you know, they got pepper spray, put your food up at night, but they said if you see a bear, if it makes eye contact, not to run from it, no matter how far away. And I'm like, well, I can tell you real quick. I'm running, getting in the car, driving off, and I'm packing something. I'm not going in there with just pepper spray. I mean, but that doesn't sound fun to me. So, I mean, camping like that. But for I get where people want to do that, but that just is not my cup of tea for sure.
Glamping.
Yes, there you go. Me too. I like the glamp. That's me. Perfect with that. You're number three, Catherine.
Okay, I'm going to go with New York City.
Yes. Boom.
We've been twice as a family, but I've been three times. Mm-hmm. If you love Broadway, you know.
Of course. Go see a show.
Go. Wicked. So good.
The movie just came out on
Peacock. And Wicked's coming to Birmingham.
Yeah.
Cannot wait.
I've seen it live before.
It's 10 years since it's been here in Birmingham.
It's been a while. Yeah.
The food's great. Italian, you know, lots of good Italian places.
There's so much good food there.
Lots of walking.
The little delis there on the corner. Get a sandwich.
Oh, Cat's Deli.
Yeah.
So good. Right.
Did you ever go to a Yankee game?
No, we didn't. We always went in December at Christmas time.
Yeah, gotcha.
So we just did all the Christmas stuff.
I went to rode the subway to the Yankees.
Okay.
Rode the subway to see the Mets.
Yeah.
That was fun. Not really a baseball fan, either one. But went to see David Letterman tape live.
Oh, cool.
That was really cool. That was fun. And then they got the Hello Larry Deli right across the street.
Oh, okay.
And so one of the best sandwiches I've ever had. I just love New York. I need to go back. It's been a while. Yeah.
We saw the Rockettes.
Okay.
That's always good. Yeah. Right, cool. New York.
All right, Gavin, I'm guessing Huntsville. But tell me. Go ahead, tell me.
Mobile.
Sylacauga.
The Summit.
I was going to say, going to Orlando, and this was a previous trip we did. Went to SeaWorld, and then we went to Busch Gardens.
Yeah, fun. Busch Gardens is a lot of fun. I had a good time at Busch Gardens. Yeah. I think it's very underrated.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
People in Orlando, they talk about, like, Disney World, which was Disney was great. But Busch Gardens, less crowded.
I even think SeaWorld is better than a good few of the Disney parks.
I agree 100%. Okay, so I've been here, but I'm going to go back. I've been a couple times. I'm going to go catch a Raider game. It's Vegas. Love Vegas.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I think it's one of those places, like, you need to be 21 or older to go. So you can go to the casinos and, you know, not say gamble a lot, but if you want to, it's there. I stayed at one of the oldest places there. It's called the Flamingo. Great pool. But you're right there when you can go across the street and watch different things. So it's a great place. I love Vegas. So, you know, I think I will definitely go back once again and watch a Raiders game. Jackson, you're up as you show me the phone.
I'm going to have to piggyback off of Gavin, but I'm going to say Disney World.
Okay. All right.
I went there for spring break with the band my freshman year, and I had a blast. It was awesome. I got to ride Splash Mountain the last year before it got changed. Got to march through down Main Street.
Yeah,
it was a blast. I had a lot of fun. It's breathtaking, I'm not gonna lie. Seeing it, like seeing the castle for the first time, and seeing like going into whatever area the Avatar ride is in, seeing that, it's breathtaking. If you've never been, the true magnitude and size of that park is insane.
Yeah,
it's breathtaking. It's just strange, but yeah. If I was able to go again, you know, Disney World for sure.
Okay, Gavin, final one.
Let's see, San Antonio.
I've never been either. Yeah,
we went for my brother-in-law's graduation from the Air Force, from his basic training, and like the Riverwalk was so pretty. Like good, authentic Mexican food. It was hot.
Did you go to Alamo?
Yeah, we did.
It's not really that big, right?
No.
Yeah.
But it was really special because, well, you know, like he was graduating from the Air Force. So it's like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, I'm going to join the Air Force.
Well, that's great, though. I mean, Santa.
Really. I'm going to let him do that. But it does, like, if you're there for something like that, you know, it kind of, like, makes you proud.
It's very clean town, too, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some places in Texas are not that clean, but I've heard. I've been to Dallas. I've been to Houston. I've been to Amarillo.
And we drove. I do not suggest that.
Just, if it's over 8 hours, fly.
Yeah.
If it's over 8 hours, fly. Just take yourself out of it. Fly if it's over 8 hours.
Yeah, we should have definitely flown.
Let me guess, Bessemer Splash is what you're going to say, Gavin?
Probably.
Is that close?
Hey, they're not that bad.
No, they're not. I mean, Gavin, you have a good time there. Take a pack of lunch.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty close, but I was thinking probably closer to Alaska.
I don't know. Are you going to go for the 6 months of light or the 6 months of dark? Which one are you going for?
Ooh, probably, I don't know. I didn't
go halfway in between.
Could you live somewhere where it's just 6 months of dark all the time?
I think I could handle it. My parents, they probably couldn't.
You like cold weather, right?
I do love cold weather.
I cannot deal with cold weather.
I would say that's cold all the time.
You believe, I've seen some stuff, they say it's not. Because some people move there saying they love the cold, and then they'll say it's probably the hottest.
Well, it's probably because of the sun.
What do you think Alaska, what do you think the highest temperature there is ever? I mean, like in a year.
I think it's over 100.
I'm actually going to look that up now.
You think Alaska is 100 degrees?
I think people are probably overreacting, but... I think it might get up to 80.
Okay, somebody Google 70s. That because I just don't see it. Now, I could see 70s in like August, right? Or the hot months, right? But, I mean, you're up there. I mean, you're really, really up there. I mean, you're on close, you know, that you're up on the top of the globe right there, buddy.
Okay, the highest temperature ever recorded in Alaska was in 1915 at 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
So it was a little high, but.
No, it's 100 degrees. I mean, I cannot believe
it. And in 2019, it was 70. I think that's the highest it's been.
I would think
70. In a while.
That's still comfortable.
That's still shocking for
us. Now, give me winter real quick. What's
that's probably like.
What's the wintertime degree? Because I'm guessing.
Cold. Well, right now. 14. Right now, it's 44 degrees in Alaska.
That's not bad, though. That's not terrible. That's doable, right? 44 is not. It was 49 when we woke up this morning. Yeah. So maybe we're looking at Alaska.
Was it really that cold?
It was like 49 today.
Yeah, they have a low of 28 degrees tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's not terrible though. I was thinking like 3 below 0. I mean,
well, it depends. I don't know where in Alaska this is. So this could be
probably some hotter place.
Southern Alaska.
You want to live on the hot side of Alaska? Yeah, the hot side of Alaska. All right. Finally, mine. I'm gonna go ahead and put us out of our misery here. I've always wanted to go to Seattle. It's somewhere I've never been.
Oh yeah,
it'd
be a cool place. The weather. I know it rains a lot, but I would love to be a part of that. Seems like that'd be a great opportunity. Great
Seahawks
time.
Game.
Yeah. You know what? I would go. Like maybe if the Raiders played the Seahawks, it'd be a perfect time for me. Great bands there, you know, got a lot of good music scene. It's a good place to go. So that's somewhere I want to go. Not too far either. I mean, it's probably an easy flight, I would think. So there you go. That's mine. So there goes our Mount Rushmore of vacation spots or spots we would like to go.
Yeah.
I would say Gavin's probably had the best right now. What do y'all think about that? Thumbs up on Gavin's list?
I don't know. What was your list again?
No, I mean, it could have been worse. You know, I thought you'd say close to home, like Pleasant Grove or.
Well, you know. I want to stay here.
Bud Newell.
Bud Newell.
All right. So just want to remind you, once again, great events coming up. We've got the Business Fair April 8th. It's going to be there at the new Hueytown Rec Center, which was the old Pleasant Ridge building there. And if you haven't had a chance to go to the new building, it's fantastic. The new theater is awesome, too. Much by the way,
I haven't been.
It's a nice little room. They got plays they're doing now. I mean, not many towns have their own little community theater. So just, you know, a lot of shine. Good job, Hueytown Arts Council, for putting that together. And then, of course, April 19th, the Easter extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have games, Easter candy,
bunny.
Easter bunny, food trucks, kind of get your Easter weekend started from 11 until 2.
1.
11 to 1, I was close. So we'd love for you to be there. So if you get a chance, hey, be a part of it. And I'm going to go ahead and pick the go-home song tonight because I'm just in a hurry. We're going to go with Flash from the movie Flash, brought to you by one of the greatest bands of all time, Queen. Until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.
Any explanation. King of the Impossible.
Jackson.